Archers for the week 11 to 16 March 2001.
Kate's faced with a tough decision.
Torn, you see, between going back with Lucas and staying here with Phoebe. Oh, it's all so difficult for her.
So when's he going back?
Friday morning.
Oh.
And Kate still won't say if she's going with him. Oh, it's all very hard.
It must be very worrying for Roy and Hayley too.
Yes. Though Roy's made it quite clear that he's not letting her take Phoebe.
Upsetting for all of you, I should think.
And Hayley, she's been almost like a...
Oh, I know. Kate is Phoebe's mother and she can't bear the thought of leaving her.
Of course.
I know she's brought it on herself in a way. And if she'd stayed here with... Oh, well, it's no use wondering what might have been.
Well, then she'd never have met Lucas.
No. No, and he's been so marvellous. And he cares so much for her and for Nolly.
Here, have some more wine.
Oh, no, Chris, no, really, I didn't mean to stay.
Oh, just a splash.
No, I must get back.
Shula?
Yes, please.
I told Brian I was just fetching the papers.
Yeah, jolly nice to see you anyway.
I said I'd look after Nolly while Kate and Lucas go to the pub. No, no, no. See myself out. Oh. Bye then.
Bye.
Bye, Jennifer. Oh, poor Kate.
Well, she found it easy enough to leave Phoebe last time she went off.
Yes, but whatever mistakes she's made, she's paying for them now.
And how?
Oh, I hope they're able to sort it out for Phoebe's sake, if nothing else.
Yes. Anyway... Now Jennifer's gone. You remember our chat last week about your retirement?
Have you thought about my offer?
Oh, yes, long and hard.
And?
And, yes, I'd love to take over the stables.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Oh, Shula, I'm so pleased. You're quite sure about this?
Oh, yes. Alistair's very keen, too. He's going to put up some of the money.
Oh.
That's if you still want to retire.
Oh, yes. I didn't want to put too much pressure on you.
No, you're not. It's a great opportunity for me. I suppose it's what I always hoped for.
Oh, good. I so wanted it to stay in the family.
And this lovely house, too.
Right.
I mean, if that's still on offer.
Oh, of course. I'd hoped you'd be interested. It's much too big for me and George now, anyway. It was always meant to be a family house.
Well, we needn't rush. You must give yourselves enough time to find somewhere else.
Oh, don't worry about that now. I'm just so glad it's all settled.
Yes, me too.
Well... I'll give George a shout. I'll put this away and find something better.
Lucas, I'm cold.
Can't we stop a minute? There's a good view from here.
We can't leave Nolly with Mum for too long.
You know, when I say what a beautiful country this is, people always apologise. They say, not now, you ought to see it later in the summer. As if they're kind of ashamed of it now.
Yeah.
So we'll have to do that. We'll have to come over in the summertime. Bring Noltando
and... we won't be able to afford it, will we?
Ah, we'll do it somehow, Kit. And your parents...
Might help. Yeah, I know.
I know how you feel, Kit. I know why it's so hard for you. But I'll have to go home on Friday. We don't have much time, and I want you and Noltando with me.
I can't decide.
Okay, it seems impossible to you now, while you're here. You're being pulled in so many different ways. I'm asking you to come home with me. Part of you wants to stay with Phoebe. Roy is saying you can't take her with you. And of course, your family's putting pressure on you, too.
So what am I supposed to do?
Well, don't decide anything now. If you come home with me...
Lucas!
Well, once you're away from here, from all of this, you'll have some time and some space to think. You'll see the whole situation different.
This is my last chance, Lucas. It's taken me this long to rebuild a relationship with Phoebe. If I go away and leave her now...
She's older now. She'll remember you.
But for how long? And I don't want to leave her here. I want her to grow up with us and know our home, too. I don't want to just be a stranger who comes to visit her sometimes from a far-off country.
But it doesn't have to be like that.
But it will be. I know it will be.
It's rather like being under siege. No visitors, no one's allowed out.
You think you can cope with it, Mum?
Oh, yes, I'll be fine. So long as someone can do my shopping for me.
Oh, that shouldn't be a problem. Do you need anything at the moment?
No, I don't think so. I was well stocked up.
Well, let us know when, and we'll have to work out a rota.
Thanks.
Oh, did Ruth tell you Pip's coming over to stay with us tomorrow?
Yes, I do think that's the best answer.
Well, it's no problem for me. I can take her to school with Daniel. We'd love to have a as long as she's happy with us.
I shouldn't worry about that. She gets on so well with Daniel, and she's very fond of you, too.
Yes. Anyway, Mum, the other reason I called... I wanted to tell you before Auntie Chris does.
Tell me what?
I've made up my mind. When she retires, I'm going to take over the stables.
Oh, Shula, so you've really decided?
Well, nothing's signed yet,
I think that's lovely news. Chris must be pleased, too.
I hope so.
That was quick of you. We've only just heard she was planning to retire.
Oh, I did say last week I was thinking of it. And Alistair and I have really talked it through. It just seems right.
And there's no point in wasting time, I suppose.
That's what he says. He can't wait to move up there.
Oh, so you'll be having the house too. All that lovely space. It'll be perfect for you. You can really spread out.
Yes, and Chris and George are quite happy to move. They were very encouraging.
Do they know where they're going?
No, they haven't got as far as that.
Congratulations, darling. I'm really pleased for you.
Thanks. Well, the way things are now, it's not the best time to be taking on the business.
But this is only a temporary setback, isn't it?
Oh, let's hope so.
Once the restrictions are lifted and you can use the bridle paths again...
Things should pick up again, yes.
I'm sure they will.
And I'll have to work hard to get some new people riding. It was dropping off a bit even before all this started.
You'll be marvellous, I know you will.
We're going ahead anyway. So, we'll have to put Glebe Cottage on the market.
Yes, I suppose you will.
Though, I had wondered if... Well, if perhaps you and Dad would like it.
Oh. Us move to Glebe Cottage?
If you want somewhere in the village. Why don't you ever think about it?
Oh, my gloves. See, now I hadn't even missed them.
You'd left them on the dresser.
Silly of me. Well, you needn't have come all this way.
Oh, it's no trouble.
Ah, thanks very much. Shows what state my mind's in.
You've got your hands full here, I can see.
Yes, she's just woken up and she needs a change.
Hello. You're not sure who I am, are you?
Well, Kate's gone for a walk with Lucas. She ought to be back soon. Well, I hope so, before Nolly starts to get hungry.
Right.
Isn't it nice about Shula? I was so pleased.
What?
Well, I mean about her taking over the stables.
Gosh, news does travel fast.
Well, Jill was on the phone a minute ago. She's delighted.
Oh, yes, so are we all.
Though it's not such a big surprise. I suppose we'd always thought she would.
I'd always hoped, but it's so nice to have it settled.
And the house, too. Oh, you and George will have to start looking for somewhere local.
Well, we haven't quite decided.
Well, you mustn't move too far. You want to keep in touch, won't you?
Well, we had thought about Guernsey.
Oh.
Somewhere near Lillian, perhaps.
Well, that'd have been nice for her, of course, but it'd be very sad for us.
Oh, that's sweet of you.
Well, it's always been so lovely having you just down the road. Wouldn't be the same.
Oh, it's still early days. We've not made any decisions.
Oh, I'm sure we can find you a nice little cottage somewhere nearby.
We'll have to keep George busy, so it'll need a decent garden.
Oh, what about Glebe Cottage?
Well,
Shula won't want to keep it. Couldn't you just do a swap?
I don't know. I mean... Oh, well,
Kate, darling?
Yeah, I'm just coming. Oh, hi, Auntie Chris.
Hello.
Is Lucas coming in too?
No, he's out chatting to Dad.
Oh, right. Well, here she is, all changed and ready for you.
Thanks, Mum.
Hello, my poppet.
All right, it's coming.
Well, I'll be on my way.
Oh, won't you...
No, really, I must get back.
Well, thanks for the gloves.
No problem. Bye then. Bye, Kate. Nice to see Nolly.
Bye-bye. That's the last of those nappies. There's another lot upstairs.
Yeah, I know.
I was wondering, perhaps you should buy a couple of extra boxes. Might be worth taking them with you.
Mum.
Well, I don't know how much they cost over there.
Mum, just drop it, yeah? I may not be going anywhere.
But, Kate, darling...
I've not decided anything. I want to keep all my options open, and I mean all of them.
I know it's only two bedrooms. Shula's done it up so nicely.
Oh, yes. It's certainly a lot smarter than it was when Mum and Dad moved in.
Got a lovely garden, and it's not far from the shop.
You sound as if you've already decided.
Oh, no, far from it. I mean, we'd have to get rid of such a lot. But Julia's right, we ought to think very carefully. Mm.
Can you pass me that other bucket?
Here.
Thanks. Dad would be tickled to see us ending up there.
Mm.
And, of course, David and Ruth could move up here.
No, it sounds silly, but I'd like to have a good look round Lee Cottage first, before we make any decisions.
Oh, yes, of course.
Lucas!
Hi. Debbie's been telling me all about the new drill she's getting. I think she forgot she already told me.
Oh, really? Lucas, I don't want to interfere and make things any harder for you, but...
I did try and get Kate to talk about it, but I didn't get very far.
No. Nor me. I just can't get through to her. Oh, I wish I knew what was going on inside her head.
I can't say for sure,
And she's still got that ticket. Oh, I'm so afraid she's still planning to do something desperate.
You mean take Phoebe, whatever?
Well, I know I've said I'd try and stop her, but if she's really determined...
No, I don't think she'd do that now.
Don't you?
No, she's changed in the last few days. She's not so determined. I think she's really confused, torn, you know?
Yes, I do know what you mean.
She understands. She realizes she can't go against the law. She's not going to win that way.
Oh, I do hope so.
Her choice now is to come with me or to stay here and fight for Phoebe through the courts.
But we don't want that either.
No. She's the kind of girl who'll always go her own way. But I don't want to leave her here, Jennifer. I don't want to leave Nolchand. They're my family now. I want them to come home with me.
Ruth's been getting an update.
Oh, she was great. Chatted non-stop in the car, giggling in the back with Daniel. And no problem when we got to school. She trotted in quite happily.
So no wobbles at all?
No, none. She was a real star. Really grown up about it.
Thanks, Shula. This is so good of you.
Oh, Ruth, we're delighted. You know, Pip's welcome to stay for as long as you want.
Oh, it's such a relief to know she's okay.
I'm just so pleased we're able to help.
Well, you know it wasn't an easy decision.
No, but it's the right one, I'm sure.
She couldn't really be off school for that long. And I think she'd rather stay with you than be stuck here with us. No friends and no visitors.
Well, you mustn't worry about her. You've got enough on your plate.
I'll try not to.
Got it.
I'll call you again later. Is that okay?
Yes, of course. I'm not working this afternoon, so I'll pick her up from school with Daniel and take her straight home.
Okay, and thanks again.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Bye then.
Bye.
Must have come early. They'd left it by the gate.
What's that?
The part for the hydraulics from the spares place.
Oh, first thing on a Monday. That was good of them.
Yeah, can't ask for better than that.
It's great the way everyone's being so helpful. You want a biscuit too?
Oh, yeah, thanks. Was that Shula?
Yeah, she says Pip was fine. Went into school, no problem.
Oh, that's good.
It's only day one. There's a way to go yet.
Well, she understands stuff. She knows why she's had to move out.
Yeah.
She's tougher than she looks. Like her mum, eh?
Maybe.
Thanks. Right, well, I'll take this out. Get started.
Phil down with the lambs?
Yeah, as far as I know.
I'll take his tea down with me. Hope he's all right. He's a bit short with me when I saw him earlier.
Yeah, well, first thing in the morning.
I still wonder if he thinks we're overreacting.
Oh, he knows why we're doing it, love. Doesn't matter what's happening anywhere else. We've just got so much to lose.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mum's the one who gets out most. She's going to find it hardest.
So what about Bert?
Yeah, he's gone straight down to help Dad. I think he's got his own thermos.
Oh, you know what I mean.
Yeah. I'm going to break it to him. I was going to wait for a good moment, you know.
No time like the present.
Yeah. Well, lunchtime, maybe.
He's not going to like it.
Roy, you mind if I...
Oh, Lucas. Yeah. Come on in.
If you're busy, I'll come back.
No, I'm just about to knock off. Would you like to sit down?
Okay, yeah. This won't take a minute.
So?
We've got a real problem here, me and Kate. I've got to try and find a way out of it.
Yeah, well...
Look, I know you don't trust her, and that's understandable. But at least you can appreciate how she's feeling.
Yeah, maybe I can, yeah, but...
Look, if she comes with me now and leaves Phoebe, well, in Kate's mind, it's like she'll be leaving her forever. That's just the way she sees it.
That's not true, is it? And even if it was...
I know it's not true, and I've tried to tell her, but this is such a complicated situation. She's so many mixed emotions. I think maybe she's feeling guilty, too.
Maybe, but I've got to look out for Phoebe. I mean, that's my priority.
So can I tell you my suggestion?
Okay.
All right. So, if you let us take Phoebe home on Friday...
Wait, hold on.
If we take her then, I'll make it my business to see that Kate brings her back here after 2 weeks. 2 weeks. You'll have my word on that.
But how could you be sure?
Well, Kate's got a mind of her own, I know. But she'll see it's the right thing to do. I can persuade her.
Well...
Look, however she's behaved in the past, she's still Phoebe's mother. Don't you owe it to her?
Lucas, I know you'll try and keep to it,
no,
but...
are you finished? Oh, sorry.
2 weeks, and she'll be back with you. That's a promise.
Yeah, I understand.
Look, don't decide now. Take some time, think it over. I'll be around, okay?
Yeah, okay.
I'll see you then. Bye, Hayden.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah,
bye-bye.
So what was all that about?
Where's Phoebe?
She's in reception with Linda. Roy, what was he doing here?
He's made us an offer. If we let Phoebe go on Friday...
Oh, Roy.
No, if we let her go, then Lucas says he'll make sure Kate brings her home after 2 weeks.
Make sure? How's he going to make sure?
Well, that's what he said. And I reckon he means it.
Roy, you didn't actually say...
No, you heard. I didn't say anything. He wants us to think about it.
No, we can't let them take her. We mustn't.
Yeah, okay, stay cool.
No, look, don't you see? Whatever he says, once Kate's got her, once she's on that plane...
Yeah, I know, I don't trust her neither.
Once she's got Phoebe back again, she's not going to give her up. I mean, we'd lose her. We'd lose her forever.
Okay, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, but it will. I know it will.
I won't let it. I've still got my rights as her father, and Kate knows it.
What about me? I mean, well, I've got no rights at all, have I? Because I'm just nothing.
Hey, don't worry about it. We'll just say there's no deal.
Yeah, I'm scared, Roy. I'm scared of what she'll do.
Hi. You're stopping for your dinner?
Yeah, that's right.
Chuck that you some hay, will you, Bert?
Yeah, well, you brought me own sandwiches today, so I don't have to go out and back through all that disinfectant routine.
That's very thoughtful of you, Bert.
Oh, it's like you said. We've all got to make our sacrifices.
Yeah. We were going to have a word with you about...
But, look, we need to talk. We've got a proposition for you.
Oh?
Well... It's more a question of a fever, really. A big fever.
Well, go on, then.
Well...
You know why we've decided to cut ourselves off like this, with the case at Little Croxley?
Oh,
I know other farms aren't doing it, but after all that's happened to
us... Oh, I know. You don't have to tell me twice. I understand.
Yeah, thing is, there's no point in taking half measures. We've got to cut all our links with the outside. Any possible source of infection, however unlikely.
Oh, of course you have.
And that's meant some difficult decisions.
It wasn't easy sending Pip off to steer with Shula, for example.
Oh, well, I reckon it's for the best.
Yeah, and Mum and Dad can't leave the farm either. You know, we're all in this together.
So what's this favour, then?
Well, Bert, we'd like you to come and stay with us here.
Stay?
Yeah.
You mean... Move out and live down here without Frieda?
Well, you can see why, can't you? I mean, you know, there's no point in us sending Pip to Glebe Cottage if you're still coming in and out every day.
But I shall bring no infection.
Yeah, but there's always a risk, Bert, you know that. You could never be 100% sure.
You could bring all your stuff. We'd make sure you're comfortable. We'll move up to the farm and you can have the bungalow.
I know it's a lot to ask, but we've really got no choice, Bert.
How long would I have to stay for?
Well, the Little Croxley case was confirmed on Friday. Whatever happens elsewhere, it'll be 4 weeks from then until they know it's in the clear.
4 weeks?
Yeah, it's... Well, it's not such a long time, really.
And I'd have to stay here and not go out at all?
That's the long and short of it.
But it's your choice. If you can't face it, tell us now and we'll understand, won't we, David?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I reckon you're right. We're all in this together.
You'll do it?
Ah, well, you don't see how you can get by without me. Well, you'll just have to come and stay.
Oh, great. We really do appreciate this, but...
I was so afraid you'd say no. Thanks so much.
All right, there's no need for all that.
No, it's true. We'll be in your debt forever.
Though, you don't know what Frieda's going to think of all this.
Oh, she'll understand, won't she?
Well, I suppose she's just going to have to.
She needn't worry. We'll look after you. Make sure you get plenty of hot meals.
So, you'll be doing the cooking?
Me?
Mum will be around. She'll see you don't starve.
Yeah, Jill's puddings are a match for Frieda's.
Whoa, maybe.
There you are. The bungalow to yourself. Plenty of grub. A home from home, Bert.
Mind. Stay with me.
Oh, hiya. Mm. Hello, Phoebs.
Mm. Yeah, it's still in the middle of winter.
One of the side screens got smashed up in a storm.
Daddy's busy now. Found that bead necklace I was looking for.
Oh, well.
It's really you ought to try it.
No way, I've got some self-respect. I'm not sure if I'll go anyway. Might stay at home, will you?
No, you go, I'll be fine.
Let's be honest. It's not really our scene anyway.
Oh, Roy. Roy's Lucas.
Yeah.
Well, we've got to do it, Roy. We've got to tell him.
Okay. Here he goes. Lucas.
Hello.
Sorry, I don't want to wake her.
Ah, no, you won't. So long as I keep on the move.
Yeah. We had a sling like that for Phoebe.
Well, I felt like a walk. It was getting a little tense up at home farm, you know? Kate and Amanda.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So, have you talked to Haley about my suggestion?
It's a fair request, I know. And you're right. I do owe Kate, in a way.
If she doesn't take Phoebe, then I'm afraid she won't come with me.
Maybe you're right. But I've got to think of Phoebe.
Doesn't she have the right to be with her mother? And have the chance to meet my family? 2 weeks, Roy. Are you really going to deny her that?
I know it sounds hard, but you've got to say it my way.
So I guess the answer's no.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but...
Look, she's got herself into one hell of a mess, hasn't she?
Yeah. I can't see an easy way out.
If there was only something, you know, some way to make it less painful for her.
Okay. Look, I'll make a promise of me own. If Kate goes now, I'll bring Phoebe out there to see you.
You'll come to Johannesburg?
You know, not straight away. When you've had a chance to settle down. You've got me word on that, too.
Thank you. But I'm afraid it's not going to be enough for Kate.
Well, I'm sorry, Lucas. It's the best I can offer. I can't let Kate take her now.
Brookfield Farm has a house guest.
The bed's quite comfy, look. And there's a spare pillow if you want it.
Oh, a duvet.
It's our best one. It's very cosy.
Unless if you don't fall off in the night.
No.
So, where shall I put my things?
I've cleared out a couple of drawers and there's plenty of room in the cupboard.
Hello?
Hi.
Well, I suppose I'd better get on unpacking.
Oh, you can wait till later. It's up to you.
No, Bert. Ruth's taking you in.
Yes, thank you.
Just showing him where to put his things.
Well, I bought you these if you want them.
Oh, blankets.
I rang Frieda and she thought you might prefer them to a duvet.
Ah, well, no, I do as a rule.
There you are, then. I'll make the bed up for you.
What about the sheet?
It's okay. I've got that too.
Great. Well done.
Oh, you don't want you to think I'm fussy, mind.
We want you to feel at home, Bert. Can you take the duvet, Ruth?
I'll put it here for now.
Yeah, awkward things, duvets. It's who Mrs. Barford did her back in, George is telling me.
Well, you won't have to worry about that.
I'll take this end for you.
Thanks.
Yeah, it'll be the first time I've slept in a bed on my own for... Ooh, I don't know how long.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be...
Yes, I expect it's going to feel strange at first. It's so good of you to move over. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, we do.
Ah, well, needs must.
And remember, anything else you want, you've only to ask.
All I need is a decent bed and 3 square meals a day.
Well, as we can't get out, there'll be a hot lunch every day for those who want it.
Ooh, lunch, eh?
As well as supper, of course.
And David's been on to Sid. Anything we want from the bull, we give him a call and he'll leave it by the gate.
Anything?
If he can carry it, he'll deliver it.
Ooh.
And you don't have to worry about the bill.
Ah, well, no. That'll help to cheer things up a bit.
We may be marooned, but we can still enjoy ourselves.
Yeah, not just the food and drink. It's the company I'll miss most.
Yeah, well...
I don't mean no offence, but I'll miss my nights at the Bull. Even if it was just the odd game of darts or dominoes or even just sitting over a pint picking up the gossip.
We'll do our best to make up for it.
Yes, of course. Have you got that corner, Ruth?
Just about.
You can spend the evenings with us up at the house and just come back here to sleep.
Unless you feel like some peace and quiet.
Yes, it's really up to you. But while you're here, you'll be our guest of honour.
There. What do you think of that?
Oh, well, I never.
It's a beauty, isn't it?
You don't see so many of them around nowadays.
Oh, well, you've got to know where to look.
So where did you find it?
The deli on Church Street. They're quite surprised when I went in and asked for a whole Edam.
They had one at our Rose's wedding. We thought we were ever so posh then.
Oh, memories. And I got you some tinned pineapple. It's not actually organic, but we'll break the rules just this once.
Oh, good.
That's if you still want to make your hedgehogs.
Yeah, that's right. Cheese and pineapple. You know, with the cocktail sticks like Prinkles.
Great.
And I'll make some chicken vol-au-vents if you could get me an organic chicken.
Oh, sure. Oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah, just what people need to cheer them up.
Yeah, even without everyone from Brookfield.
So they aren't even coming to the party?
Oh, no. No, no one's setting foot past their gate.
Seems a bit drastic, doesn't it?
Well, I think David's determined not to let everything go wrong, just as he started to take the helm.
Yeah. You ain't done it, though.
I know. Tom's worried about his pigs, but what with the dairy and the shop deliveries and all the family coming and going, it'd be almost impossible. So...
Anyone home?
Oh, quick, the Edam. Oh,
does it matter if he sees it?
I don't want to spoil the surprise.
Don't you... Pick
your jumper. All right.
Oh, helps it.
Hello, another tea break, is it?
Hi, Eddie.
What are you doing here?
I was on my way to Feltwisham, so...
I hope you've been through the foot bath and scrubbed your boots.
Yeah, yeah, I'm certified free of germs.
I'm glad to hear it. So why have you come here... Oh!
Clary, what's that girt big bump?
Bump? What you on about?
The hair under your jumper. Sure, it wasn't there this morning.
You mind your own business. Just say why you've come.
Or is there something you've forgotten to tell me?
I don't know what you mean.
Best not to ask too many questions, Eddie. You'll find out soon enough.
Yeah, a couple of months' time by the look of it.
Oh, no, sooner than that.
Hey?
Are you going to tell us why you're here or not?
I've got them car stickers for you packed for the school protest.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, Linda Snell fetched them from the printer. She asked me to drop them over.
Oh, that's kind. Couldn't she have brought them herself?
Well, if you'd always come in this way. And I reckon she's worried about them goats.
Goats? Well, she didn't worry about catching anything from us.
So where are they, Eddie, the stickers?
In a box, in the van. Bright pink. Save Loxley Barrett School.
Oh, thanks, Eddie. Can you leave them in the hall?
Yeah, okay. No chance of a cup of tea, then?
No. We're taking ours back to the dairy. Oh!
Do you want me to call a doctor?
Just go! Go on, off you go!
Oh, you know, there's an hanky-panky going on somewhere.
Hi. Did you say we'd open a club?
Pip's having a disco.
What, just the two of them?
Oh, and her friend Emily. She's come back for tea.
Oh, hope Daniel's safe in there.
Oh, he's loving it.
So, no obvious signs of homesickness where Pip's concerned?
Not so far. I'm doing milkshakes all round. Do you want one?
No, thanks. I'll pass. I'll put the kettle on.
How long have you got?
10 minutes. Full surgery this evening.
Busy afternoon?
Usual mayhem. I had a panic call from a farm all the way down at Haybury.
Oh, was it anything?
No, false alarm. No more suspect cases locally. Nothing on the grapevine either.
Well, that's good.
How about you? How was your day?
Oh, at the stables. Pretty quiet. Another hire cancelled. One session for the disabled. And I took a couple of lessons in the arena.
Sounds par for the course.
Yes. Hope this doesn't go on for much longer.
You're still getting by, aren't you?
Just... But are we really sane to be taking the business over at a time like this?
Shula!
All right. I didn't mean it seriously.
We've got to keep thinking beyond this. To the next 20, 30 years, it's a great investment.
Yes. We can't back out now, anyway.
Don't even think about it.
No, I'm not. I'm not really. And I had another call from Dad. He's getting very keen on the idea of buying this place from us when we go.
What about your mum?
Well, she's coming round to it, too. She thinks it might be a bit small, but...
Big enough for the two of them, surely.
I don't see why not. It's fine for Gran and Grandad.
That's perfect.
And now there's the extension.
We can play musical houses. They move here, we move to the stables, David and Ruth get the farmhouse.
And Auntie Chris and George.
Ah, well, they can have a garden shed somewhere.
Alistair. Oh, well, none of us can move until they do.
Oh, hey, you lot!
You better go through with those milkshakes, or we'll be dealing with some serious cases of dehydration.
Kathy's been leafleting Darrington. She says there's a lot of support over there.
Well, saving further for them to get their kids to Ollerton.
Yeah.
So what do you do with the car stickers?
Dish them out wherever we can. I'll take some up to the Bull. I'll leave a stack in our shop and in the village shop.
I could pass on a few if you like.
It would be great if you could. I'm hoping Linda will take some round door to door.
She's got more spare time than you, huh?
Mm-hmm. She wasn't too happy about the design.
Design? There ain't much design to a car sticker, sure.
Oh, you'd be surprised. She didn't even like the colour.
Well, what's wrong with pink?
Too strident?
Oh, no.
Oh, was it bad feng shui? Well, it wasn't what she'd have chosen anyway.
You want it to be noticed?
Oh, she didn't like the slogan either.
Oh.
You ready for some more fruit?
Yes, please.
Too woolly, she said.
What, save Loxley Bar at school? Is that woolly?
You wait till you hear what she suggested.
Oh, well,
yeah, if I can remember all of it. Stop Borsetshire County Council from closing Loxley Barrett Primary School.
Nah, all that on a car sticker.
Well, that may be a slight exaggeration, but not a lot.
Is she going to write a book about it or what?
More or less what I said. The committee overruled her anyway.
I should think so.
So, my guess is she's gone all iffy about distributing them. That's why she sent them all to me.
Does she want to help or not?
Oh, her heart's in the right place. I expect I can talk her round. We need all the help we can get.
And you won't have Ruth to help no more. Not for the next few weeks.
She didn't really want to speak to me at all. She'd had Emily round and they'd been having a little disco session.
Oh, party time, eh?
And now they're sitting down to watch a video.
Not missing us too much, then.
I'll call her again at bedtime.
Yeah, I'd like to say goodnight to her.
Oh, I'm so relieved she's happy. Julia's doing a great job.
Have you seen Bert anywhere?
Oh, isn't he in with you?
No, but I've got his supper ready. I know he likes it early.
Oh.
Maybe he's down at the bungalow.
I'm sure he'll be hungry by now.
Okay, we'd better see if we can find him.
Yeah, 45 seconds. Oh, what the blazes.
Hello, Bert.
Oh, it's blooming night, Tech.
Ah, there you are.
We thought you were coming up to the farmhouse.
This blasted thing, how do you make it work?
The microwave?
Yeah, I've got one of Frieda's meat pies. I'm trying to warm it up.
Ah, right.
You brought a pie with you?
Ah, Frieda made me a couple last night when she heard I was coming to stay.
Well...
Didn't you tell her we'd be giving you meals?
Well, she thought I'd better have some just in case for the first day or two.
Right.
Honey, I'm damned if I know how to work this machine.
Bert, the thing is, Jill's got supper for you up at the house.
Ooh, is she?
We did say you could come up every night.
Well, I didn't want to be a nuisance.
Bert, for goodness sake, you know you're welcome to join us any time.
What's Mum made for tonight?
Chicken stew, I think.
Stew?
And I've got a 6-pack of Shires waiting too.
Oh.
Yeah, so why don't you come and have a proper supper with us?
Well, what about my pies?
Are they freshly made?
Ah, like I said.
Okay, well, you can put them in the freezer for emergencies.
Well, if you're sure.
Come on, we can't have you eating down here all on your own.
All right, then.
There's plenty of room in the top here. Where's the other one? In the fridge.
Oh, wow.
Okay, they'll keep fine in there. You can defrost them any time you want.
Right. Well, should we go back to the house, then?
Well, no, I'll be up in a minute. I said I'd give Frieda a call.
Okay, fine.
Oh, honey, I know she'll be worried.
Well, tell her again from me, we're really grateful to her for letting you stay.
She knows how important it is.
And it's only 3 more weeks now, just over.
Well, who knows? It could be a lot longer.
No, I told you, it's only until the little Croxley case is given the all-clear.
Ah, but I've been thinking, suppose there's another case nearby. What happens then?
Well, it's only the one case so far, but...
Oh, that could change. If it spreads all round, I could be stuck here all summer.
No, I'm sure...
But I promise you, whatever happens, we'll sort it out. It won't come to that. Okay?
It's the last spring for Chris and George at the stables.
Thank you.
as well get me beans in, even though we shan't be here to pick them.
With ice for Shula and Alistair.
That's what I thought. You know, if I do have any regrets, this will be one of them, giving up the garden.
Yes, after all your hard work.
It wasn't up to much when I took over, do you remember?
Oh, come on, I had other things to worry about then.
Oh,
those weren't the best of times.
At least I made sure you had plenty of fresh veg. Oh,
I didn't just marry you for your spring greens.
So it was the broccoli as well.
Well, you know how fond I am of broccoli. Oh, it's going to be a wrench. No use pretending it won't. We've had a lot to be grateful for.
Oh, I... Yes. Happiest years of my life and all that.
Me too. You're not having second thoughts.
Well, no. We can't stay here forever. Time we moved on.
Yes.
And what about you?
No, not really. Quite a relief in a way, now we've made the decision. No more responsibilities. We'll find a nice, quiet, cosy place somewhere and, well, do nothing if we don't feel like it. Just be happy together.
It sounds okay to me. You know, you were talking about Glebe Cottage.
Yes.
Well, the more I think about it, the more I've been wondering.
Have you?
Well, it's right here in the village, just about big enough for the two of us.
And a pretty garden.
Ah, your dad looked after that. Must have some of the best topsoil in the village.
Yes.
I'm not wanting to push you, love, but why go all that way if there might be somewhere right on our doorstep?
Well, I must admit the idea's been growing on me too.
So, if we're serious, we ought to talk to Shula.
Yes, and I'd like to have a good look round, upstairs especially.
Okay. So what are you doing for the rest of the afternoon?
What?
Sooner the better. I've got no other plans.
Well, me neither.
Is Shula going to pick up Daniel?
Well, yes, but I don't know if she's going home.
Okay. Let's call in and see, shall we?
Okay, Lucas. Look, I know it's only two more days. You don't... All right. Shh, Mummy's here.
Look, get angry. Yell at me as much as you want if it makes you feel any better. But it won't go away. You still got to make a decision.
Shush.
You want me to take her?
No, it's okay. Shush. Oh, I'm not angry with you. Not with anyone. Just myself. I mean, it's all down to me in the end, isn't it? This whole stupid mess, it's all my fault. I keep thinking, this isn't fair. And why should it happen to me? But it didn't just happen, did it? I made it happen, just one stupid mistake after another.
Look, that doesn't matter now. Things have moved on. You're with me, and there's no Tando.
And Phoebe. And she's still a part of me. She'll always be there.
I know. But Ray's making it easier for you now. He says he'll bring her out to Johannesburg.
He says he'll come. But it could be 6 months, a year. How can he do this?
Well, so long as you're here, he feels threatened. Once you're back home with me,
he'll forget the whole deal.
No. No, he'll keep his word. He'll do it for Phoebe.
Even if I believe that.
Kate, okay, so you regret the past. You wish you'd done the right thing for Phoebe.
Maybe I can't. You know, maybe I'm just not made that way. I'm not cut out to be a parent.
Ah, that's complete nonsense. And you don't believe it either.
I've not done so well yet, have I?
Now you've got another chance. You've got to think of Nolutando. You must do the right thing for her now, before it's too late. Kate, where are your family? If you stay here, you'll be breaking that up right from the start.
I know that. That's why it's so...
Well, then come with me. I don't want to go home alone. I want you to be with me, both of you. My girl, my daughter.
But I want Phoebe too.
You won't lose her. She'll still be yours. You'll still get to see her.
Hello, Jenny.
Come with me, Kate. I don't want to lose you.
Here. She'll be asleep soon. Can you take her?
Sure, but...
Oh, sorry.
Jennifer's upstairs, I think.
I'm going out for a bit.
Where?
Out. Not far. I'll be back.
So? I don't know. She's pretty upset.
You think it'd do any good if I had a word with her?
Maybe. I've done all I can. I feel as if I'm getting nowhere.
Okay, well, I'll give her a few minutes, and I'll go out and find her.
Perfect timing. I just made the tea. I'm sorry about the mess.
Did Chris say we'd be calling this afternoon?
Yes, she did.
Only I've been to the shop, so I thought she'd be here by now.
Oh, she's just called to say she can't make it.
Oh, why's that?
Lame horse. She's got Alistair coming.
Oh, well then...
She said you'd explain it all to me when you came, whatever that means.
Oh, right.
Is that enough milk for you?
Oh, aye, that's spot on.
Oh,
I'll just clear this mess up. Pip Archer, she may be the sweetest girl on earth, but she's certainly not the tidiest.
Archie's staying with you, of course, isn't she?
Yes. I suppose I can't talk, really.
How's she getting along? Not missing her home too much?
Oh, she doesn't seem to be. Not so far, Touchwood.
Oh, that's good.
Now, I suppose once the novelty begins to wear off, I will have to wait and see.
Mm. Well, I take my hat off to David and Ruth. They're showing real determination.
Yes, and you can understand why. They've been through such grim times, and they're only just getting back on their feet again.
Aye.
Oh, there. At last, we've got somewhere to sit down.
Kids upstairs?
Yes, so if it sounds as if the ceiling's about to fall in, don't panic.
I'll remember that.
Now, what have you got to explain?
Oh, well, wait, me and Chris, we've been thinking about our plans for the future, about where we'll live when we move from the stables.
Auntie Chris says you've been wondering about Guernsey.
Well, we were, yes. But now we're thinking about somewhere closer to home.
Oh, near Ambridge?
Well, even closer than that, right in the village.
Oh?
Here, in fact.
Ah.
We wondered if we ought to buy Glebe off you when you move to the stables.
Yes, I see.
So what do you think about it?
Hello. Mind if I join you?
Dad. It's impossible. What am I going to do?
Come on, it's not so bad. We can sort it out.
No, I know you think I'm being weak and irresponsible.
Darling, I don't think that at all. No one would find it easy faced with such a choice.
But you still think I should go with Lucas?
Yes, I do. However hard it is now, I think you'll find it even harder if you stay. You won't win a case against Roy, Kate. I think you know that.
That's great, isn't it? A no-win situation.
Well, that's life. It happens sometimes. But perhaps it's not quite as bad as you think. You won't be abandoning Phoebe. You'll still have plenty of links.
I'll be thousands of miles away. We're halfway across the world.
Well, the world's not such a big place nowadays. You can phone her. And you can hop on a plane any time.
No, I can't, Dad. It's the expense for one thing.
Your mother and I will help. And we'll see Phoebe as often as we can. She'll still come up and stay. I mean, Roy's got no quarrel with us. He knows she loves to come here. We'll keep up the contact. And as I said, we'll help you with affairs when you come home and visit.
There's another world out there. It's all so different.
It's home for Lucas. He wants you there with him, you and Nolly. And he's right. You've got a new life now, a new start. You don't want to risk throwing all that away. It is the right choice, Kate. I think you know it too.
Well, you know, I'd even brought my tape measure to measure the bedrooms.
Well, you still can if you like.
Oh, no. Well, if Phil and Jill are as keen as you say...
Well, Dad's certainly very keen, and Mum's seriously considering it.
Well, you see, I feel a bit awkward. I don't want them to think we were trying to snatch the place from under their noses.
Oh, don't be silly. How were you to know they were interested?
Well, I suppose, you know, if we'd thought
I only mentioned it to them at the weekend.
No, but I might have guessed. It's where Dan and Doris retired.
Well, that doesn't stop you and Auntie Chris from living here.
I know, but it looks as if your Mum and Dad have beaten us to it.
Well, nothing's been decided. Mum's still worrying that it might be too small for them.
Aye, well, it might feel a bit cramped after Brookfield.
And the stairs aren't easy.
Yeah, we'd wondered about that ourselves. Neither of us are getting any younger.
Though it's not such a bad little house, really.
No. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. Well, you know what I meant, Shula.
Look, perhaps you should talk to Mum and Dad about it. Find out how serious they really are.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
Why not?
Well, like I said, they've got more right to the old place than we have. And they ought to have first refusal.
Yes, perhaps.
No, we don't want to get in their way.
No, but it wouldn't hurt for Mum and Dad to know that you were interested too.
You reckon?
It might help Mum to decide.
You mean, if they think there's competition?
Yes. Oh, perhaps that's just the estate agent in me. Old habits die hard. I doubt if anything's going to happen in a hurry anyway. Not with things as they are at Brookfield at the moment.
No. But when all's said and done, if Jill and Phil decide they don't want it...
You might still be interested.
Aye, I reckon we would.
Sanalwam, ndi akutanda. My baby, I love you.
Ah, that's what I like to hear, sound of contentment.
She's wondering if she's hungry.
Right.
Any sign of Kate?
She's upstairs. I thought I'd give her a little while longer.
Yes. We did talk earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I made any progress.
Okay, well, thanks for trying. It's up to Kate now.
I'm afraid so.
There! Is that a smile? I think so.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I think it was.
I always find it hard to tell at that age.
Dad? Mm.
Ah.
Hey, you missed it. Nolly just smiled at me.
Oh.
He seems quite sure.
How about another one, eh?
Dad, have you seen... do you know where my backpack is?
No, I haven't seen it.
I can't find it.
I think it's under the bed.
I look there. I need it. I need to start packing.
Oh. Packing?
But it was in my room. Mum must have put it somewhere.
Yes, that's probably what's happened.
Kate, does this mean that you're...
Lucas, I can't. I can't stay. I've got to choose.
Shh, hey.
It's not fair. I can't lose you. I don't want to leave Phoebe.
I know. I know it's so hard for you.
I'll lose one of you, whatever I do.
But you'll come. You'll come home with me.
Yes. Yes, I'll come.
There's some welcome news for Betty.
Goodness, I'm so relieved.
Makes two of us. Well, three with Ailey.
Kate's really going tomorrow with Lucas.
Yep, called me this morning.
And that's it? No arguments? No conditions?
No, don't seem like it. I said I'll take Phoebe out there to visit sometime, but that's all.
After all that worrying, all those rows?
Yep.
So what made her change her mind?
I don't know.
How is she? I mean, what sort of emotional state?
Okay. Bottled up, you know, kept to the point.
Yeah.
Kind of quiet, really.
Yeah, I see. Funny, now it's come to it. You've got to feel a bit sorry for her.
Maybe. I've got to think of Phoebe.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Right, that's all her stuff. Anyway, she'll wake up as soon as she's out of the car.
I don't mind that.
Okay. You still all right this afternoon?
Yeah, I'm all lined up.
All right, I'll be home about 6:30, 7.
I'll drop her off then.
Oh, thanks. That's great.
Although...
Yeah?
What about Kate?
Yeah, she's coming around tonight, at Phoebe's bedtime. Say goodbye.
Oh, I suppose that's fair enough.
Hayley was a bit worried. She thought it might upset Phoebe, but...
Yeah, but she's got to say goodbye sometime.
Yeah. I owe her that much, at least.
There. That's the last of the prawn cocktails.
Great.
Well, don't it all look nice? And look at your Edam.
Pretty handsome, isn't it?
Smashing. So what about the photos?
They're all up now. If we have a grand unveiling, we'd have to hide them first.
That's okay. We can move the screen over.
Oh, yeah, all right. I'll give you a hand.
Oh, thanks. It's not too heavy. It's better like this. Be more of a surprise.
All right. That's it. That's fine.
Yeah, okay, mate. I'll be with you.
Just in time.
What's he coming here for? Oh, Eddie.
Hello.
I told you not to come in here yet.
Okay. Me and Tom have got the disinfectant and stuff for the footpath.
That goes outside, not in here.
I just wondered where exactly.
By the door, where do you think?
Yeah, okay.
And don't go spilling disinfectant everywhere.
Oh, I think Tom knows what we need.
Right then.
Oh, and happy birthday, Eddie.
All taller than watch it. Be first half century.
Oh, listen to him.
Come on, it's no age at all.
Seems old to me. Still, good excuse to get totally ratty.
Now go on, the party ain't started yet.
Mommy, heck. Enough grub here to feed a rocker's reunion.
I said go!
That red thing looks like it's going to explode.
Hey,
what's behind that screen there?
Eddie.
We having an exotic dancer?
No, out, Eddie.
All right, I'm going.
Sorry, Eddie. Don't want to spoil the surprise.
Yeah, fair
enough. Oh, Pat, I don't know, about 50, still acting like a 12-year-old.
Oh, Tony's been the same. He knows we've been up to something. I can't wait to see his face when we unveil the photos.
Yeah, it should be worth waiting for.
Right, well, I think that's about all we can do for now.
About this foot bath.
Well, it seems a sensible precaution.
Oh, yeah. No, but if we're all wearing our best shoes...
Oh, well, Tom's going to make it very shallow, just a walk-through, and people can wipe their shoes on the mat after.
Or I could always bring me party shoes and change into them.
Yeah, why not? I'll probably do the same.
Good. Well, I don't know about you. I'm really looking forward to it.
We all need a chance to let our hair down.
She's had a good supper.
Great, thanks, Mum.
I'll leave her with you now, then.
OK. There. You think I'll pass?
Ooh, yeah, like the shirt.
Yeah, pinched it off Dad.
I thought I recognised it.
Going for the early Elvis look, you know, gel back my hair.
Hello, Roy.
Oh, hi, Kate.
Oh, Mike let me in.
Oh, yeah, right, come on in.
Hello.
Hi, Bessie.
Hello, Mummy.
Hello, Poppet.
Yeah, well, she's all ready for bed. I'll find her pyjamas.
There's no rush. So, you're off to Uncle Tony's do then, Bessie?
Oh, yeah. Mike and me are going to relive our misspent youth. You coming along?
Oh, no. Auntie Pat did ask, but we're off in the morning.
Oh, right. Okay, see you later then, Roy.
Yeah, see ya.
You going too?
Yeah. See the gear? Hayley's staying in with Phoebe's.
Oh, doesn't Hayley want to go?
Well, half the village is going. There's no one to babysit.
Okay, so why don't I stay and look after Phoebe? I don't mind. I'd like to. Then you can both go to the party. Please, Roy.
That's brilliant. Fantastic.
You remember me taking that one?
Don't you look handsome?
Oh, my buckskin shirt. Hey, look, what a great looking kid I was, eh?
Oh, that's my favourite. Look, Pat, little Eddie at primary school with his short back and sides.
Pretending I could read for the camera.
What about this one?
Hey, oh, with the new guitar. I haven't changed much in 30 years, have I?
Well, I don't know about that.
All right, never mind the gut. At least I've still got all my hair, unlike some people I've met.
Tony is very sensitive about that.
Anyway, this ain't a contest. We just wanted to bring back a few memories.
Nightmares in Tony's case. Look at him there with his pink shirt and his sideburns.
Oh, I think he's rather sweet.
What does he think he is, though? A mod or a sad-looking hippie?
Eddie.
Whereas this... This has to be the piece de resistance. Eddie Grundy, Mr. March 2001, in all his glory.
Well, that's certainly the biggest.
Ooh.
I meant the photo, Eddie.
You say different.
It ain't half as big as your head, though, Eddie.
Oh, charming.
Come on, you've been stood long enough in front of these photos.
Well, it's my birthday, isn't it?
Oh, all right. Oh, Pat Tony's waving. Always got you a pineapple edge. Oh, wow, I don't want to miss that.
They are not big, Eddie. It's just a great bunch of photos.
Yeah, sorry, darling. I didn't mean it like that.
It's a real knockout. It was dead clever of you to find them all and get them blown up. How did you manage it?
Well, everyone helped. Wanted to make it really special for you.
Yeah. We have to find somewhere to keep them.
I'm really pleased you like them.
Well, I'm not the man I was, though. No use pretending.
You ain't done so bad, Eddie.
Yeah. Could be there. Those jeans have never fit me name. Be like stuffing sausage meat into a pair of tights.
Never mind. You're still my Eddie. Happy birthday, love.
I'm going down with Hayley.
Oh, is she all right?
Yeah, she's okay. I'm telling her not to worry.
Good. Worry about what? Well,
You know, Kate's going tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, Jennifer told me.
We've left her with Phoebe for a couple of hours, so Hayley could come down with me.
Oh, why not?
Well,
it's been tough for Hayley, worrying that Kate was going to take Phoebe back with her.
She can't do that now, surely?
No, she won't. She just wants to spend some time with her. Hayley knows that. But it took a bit of faith for her to come away tonight, you know.
Yes, I can see. Yeah, well, you go and dance with her anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, here he is, the birthday boy.
Oh, no. Mine was a month ago. Now it's Eddie's.
Your party too, Tony.
Hey, what about those photos? Fantastic, aren't they?
Yeah.
Love the one of you on your scooter. Who's the girl on the back?
Tessa
Latimer, the vicar's daughter.
Oh, another old flame of Tony's.
Well, the photo's so small you can hardly recognise
her. It's old, it didn't blow up so well.
Well, you managed to blow up the one of Eddie's from the calendar.
Oh, well, that was easy. We still had the negative.
You're jealous.
No.
Yes, you are. Eddie's got a bigger one than yours.
No, that's rubbish.
Sorry, love. I'll make up for it somehow.
Well, there's no need to worry.
Look, come with me. I've got something else to show you.
Mm. No, that's enough. You know how late it is. It's time to go to sleep now.
No.
You'll be tired in the morning. Well, I'll stay here with you, shall I? Help you go to sleep. Move over.
Oh,
that's a good girl. Say night-night.
Twist again, like we did last summer. Let's twist again.
You do something nasty.
I'm just warming up. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Don't, Carrie. That's what I'm afraid of.
Hey, look, Mary Weston.
Huh? Thought we'd include everyone, even the ones who dumped you.
Yeah, the book of memories. I'd never have guessed in a million years.
Well, I thought it would be different.
Tony Archer, the first 50 years. Oh, it's great. Oh, it's really sweet of you, Pat. Thanks.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm talking of old flames. Remember her?
Oh, can't read the name.
Tessa Latimer, the vicar's daughter, the one in the photo.
No, Tessa? Where on earth did you find her?
It was easy. Janet traced her dad through the diocese. Oh. She's got four grown-up kids now, happily married.
Oh, well, that's nice.
You don't mind stripping off?
A different do you, Dave?
Yeah, you're right, though. It's hot in here.
Come on,
stop it, you'll encourage it.
No, I'm still hungry. Think I'll go and eat some more first.
Yeah, come on, let's have some more of that flat forest gander.
Leave some for me.
Oh, Roy, I hate to mention this, but Kate did say a couple of hours.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But it's almost that now, and Haley is looking a bit agitated.
Yeah, you're right. One more dance, then we'll have to go.
You were always young at heart, like the day when I found you and John. Oh, go on. You and John admiring the photos of the nurses he'd met on holiday. It was hard to know who looked the guiltiest. Like father, like son, they say. Yes, true enough.
Haley put a lot of thought into it.
Oh, yeah. Yes, everyone has. Good to know I've still got so many friends.
Yeah. I haven't seen the last page yet.
Huh?
Go on, have a look.
Pat, is that me? I'm completely starkers.
You were about 6 months old at the time.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely me. Where did you find it?
Your mum. Tony Archer. Mr. 1951. My pin-up. Oh,
50 years. Not been so bad, though, in spite of everything. Especially since that December day in 1974.
Oh, thanks, Tony.
Oh, well, that sounds like our tune. May I have the pleasure?
You certainly may.
Kate, you there?
What?
Kate?
Oh, sorry.
Is Phoebe?
Yeah, she's fine. She's asleep. Oh, I must have dozed off too. Don't put the light on.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for...
No, that's okay. Right, I suppose I better go and...
Look, I don't mind if you wake Phoebs. If you want to say goodbye.
No. Can I just have a moment?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Oh, shh. Goodbye, love. You sleep tight. I'll see you soon, I promise. I love you.
The big question, will Kate be on that plane to South Africa?
Keys. Or did I leave them in the shop?
Well, the car's not locked, is it?
No, but I brought the keys in with me. I'll go back in and see.
Oh, dear Jennifer, whoa. They're here. In the ignition.
Oh, how stupid of me. Oh, what's the panic? Slow down.
Aren't you taking Kate to the airport?
Yes, we're off in about an hour.
How is Kate?
Oh, Kate's all right. She's being very brave about it. But it's all a little bit, tense.
Brian going with you?
Oh, yes. We're both going to see him off.
Well, say goodbye for me, won't you? Give Kate my love.
Yes, I will. It'd be sad to see them go, but quite a relief too, in a way. Oh, it would have been far worse for Kate if she'd stayed. Phoebe or no Phoebe.
Worse for Roy and Haley too.
Yes. Anyway, she's off now.
And you think she'll settle down in Johannesburg?
Well, I think she's got as good a chance of being happy there as anywhere. Well, she's very fond of Lucas. He's devoted to her and Nolly.
Yes, I can see that.
I'll miss them, of course. Wish they weren't quite so far away.
Any idea when she'll be coming back to visit?
No. Well, I don't suppose it'll be for a while. She'll want to set up a home with Lucas. Get used to their new life out there.
Flight's not cheap either.
Oh, Brian said we'll help her out when she does want to come over.
Oh, yes, of course.
I expect Roy will take Phoebe out there first. I don't know when.
Well, I hope it all works out.
Yes, yes, so do I. Oh, well, I did enjoy the party last night. Oh, thanks so much.
Good, it was nice of you to come.
Oh, and I thought those photos were marvellous. We'll have to do that for you when you're 50. It's next year, isn't it?
Yes, thanks for the reminder.
Oh, and tell Tony I thought he'd aged a lot better than some of his friends.
Good, that'll help his hangover.
That huge fat man with a grey beard. You know, the one who knocked the disco lights over.
Vinnie Williams.
Well, I thought he must be one of Eddie's old cronies.
No, he was at college with Tony.
Yes, so I gathered. Extraordinary man. As if he'd slept under a hedge somewhere.
Oh, he still lives with his mum, apparently.
Oh, dear, isn't it sad? Anyway, I must be going home. I think Kate's going to need me there.
Oh, bye then.
Bye. Oops, careful. Oh, it's Oliver. Oh, hello.
So where's the fire?
Well, he always seems to be in a hurry.
Yeah, I got these scales from the bathroom.
Mum's.
Go on, dump it on him, we'll see. That's it. And the other one.
Oh, Dad, they'll be all right.
There. Oh, you're still below the limit. You sure that's all you're taking?
Yes. Well, most of it's stuff for Nolly.
Well, if you've got some room to spare, why didn't you take this?
What?
Just a little leaving present. Go on, open it.
Dad, what is this? A camera?
Well, I saw you struggling with that old thing of yours. You could do the new one.
Dad, there was no need.
It's quite simple. Look. You push the thing at the front, and the lens comes out, see? And the button at the top is the zoom.
Yeah.
The rest of it's automatic.
Oh, it's great.
There's one condition. You take lots of photos of you and Nolly and send them to us.
Yeah, of course I will. Thanks. Thanks, Dad. That's really good of you.
Just need to pack it away. Take it with your hand luggage.
Is he still asleep?
Yes,
Lucas, I must see what Dad's given me.
What's this?
Ooh!
Hey, yes, that's nice. Well, it's from both of us, your mother as well.
Yes, yes, we thought it would be useful.
It's way better than your old one. The flash didn't wake up the time. Now, I told her she's got to take lots of photos of you all and send them to us. Oh, yes, you can be sure of that.
Right now, how are we doing?
Well, Kate's got all her stuff ready, and Nolly's.
Oh, good.
And how about you, Lucas?
My bag's in the hall.
Okay, so we ought to leave in 10 minutes. I'll take these out of the car.
Do you want him?
It's all right. I'll go.
No, let me. Here, baby. Come to Dada.
Well, if she's awake now, then hopefully she'll sleep on the plane.
Yeah, maybe.
That's my girl. Hey, there. That's better, Tandoshi.
Well, I do envy you going off to all that sunshine.
Hey, your first taste of Africa, eh, Nolotando?
What should it be now, the high 70s?
And your grandfather will be there to meet us.
Oh, that'll be nice for you.
And your grandmother, she's been so looking forward to seeing you.
Mum, have you seen my old camera?
No.
It was here last night, I know it was.
But why? You're not going to take it, surely?
No, but it's still got a film in. All the pictures I took of Phoebe yesterday.
Well, it must be here somewhere.
You've not packed it already?
No, I was going to take it separately. I must find it, I want to take the film with me.
All right, darling, now just stop and think. Where did you last see it?
I don't know. I can't remember. I can't go without it.
Well, don't worry. We'll find it. I wonder if Brian's had it.
What? Oh, Mum, you don't think he's dumped it?
Oh, no, I'm sure he hasn't. Look, here it is.
Right. I'll take the film out now.
No, darling, I'll do it.
But
no, leave it to me. While Nolly's with Lucas, why don't you make quite sure you've got everything else?
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Okay, I'll have a look upstairs.
Oh, dear. Poor girl, she's trying so hard.
Don't worry. She's all right now. She'll make it.
All right. This time, you hide in the house. I'll give you 2 minutes.
Well done. Oh, she's looking a lot happier.
Yeah, she seems okay now.
Thank you.
Did you give Ruth a call?
Yes. I didn't want to worry her too much.
What did you say?
That Pip was okay, but she wasn't sleeping too well, and she seemed a bit tired after the week at school.
Oh, I expect that's all it was.
But I didn't say she'd asked to go home.
Oh, well, she seems to have forgotten all about that now.
She is worried, though, I can tell. She keeps asking if the cows will be all right.
Yeah, she said that to me.
So what did you say?
I told her they're as safe as they possibly can be.
Good. She'll believe it if you tell her.
Well, it's perfectly true.
Oh,
A week without her mum and dad. Still quite a lot for someone her age. And there could still be 3 more weeks to go.
You're really worried she's not going to make it.
Well, hopefully this was just a wobble. But I think we're going to have to work at it.
I shan't have much time to help, I'm afraid. Not for the time being.
No, I know that.
Any other news from Brookfield?
Well, they seem to be coping. Bert's settled in, though he's still grumbling a bit.
Missing Frieda.
I'm sure he is. Mum's doing her best to keep him well fed.
How's she doing for food supplies?
Oh, okay so far. Betty's leaving stuff at the end of the drive. And I said if she wants anything from Borchester, I'll get it for her.
The old wartime spirit again.
Well, I think it's nice the way people have rallied round.
At least Brookfield are doing it of their own free will. There are plenty of farms with infections who don't have the choice.
I know. You want to ring David later? He wants to hear all about the party.
Yeah, I must do that.
So do I, come to that.
You know you could have come if you'd really wanted.
Oh, Esther, how could I?
We'd have found a babysitter somehow.
Leave Pip with a strange...
Strange girl from Cleveland's. All right, let's not start that again.
But I was right, wasn't I? Wasn't I?
Yes, yes, all right.
You're just feeling guilty because you went and left me at home.
Not guilt at all. Disappointment.
Oh.
Wasn't the same at all without you.
Oh, I know. You stood miserably on your own in the corner with a glass of mineral water.
Well, I had to be polite, didn't I? Mingle and have the odd drink or two.
Well, I'm glad it was a success anyway. For Tony's sake. And Eddie's, of course.
Oh, a resounding success where Eddie's concerned, if you go by the number of pints he got under his belt.
Oh, hey, come on. You can't just sit there. Your 2 minutes is up.
Right. Okay. My guess is the airing cupboard.
Thanks, darling. You're a wonder.
Brian! Brian, over here!
Hello, darling. Oh, I'm sorry. It took me ages to park. Where are they?
Oh, Kate's gone to change Nolly, and Lucas is over there somewhere.
Have you checked in the luggage?
Yes, yes, it's all gone through.
Good. Well, we made it in spite of the traffic.
Yes. Oh, what a day.
Now, Jenny, relax. Nearly over now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm all churned up inside. You know how I hate goodbyes.
And Kate's taking it better than you are.
Well, on the surface. But I know how she must be feeling.
Oh, she's doing her best not to show it.
She's so quiet, though. She's hardly said a word.
No way of getting through. She'll be right when she's on the plane.
Well, I hope so.
We'll be here to see her off. That's really important to her.
Well, I know Roy said he'll take Phoebe out there.
I'm sure he will.
Yes, but she doesn't know when. 6 months or a year?
Oh, I have to wait for Roy to take her.
How else?
Well, when else could go? You could take her out there.
Really?
I don't see why not. If we can get Roy to agree.
Well, yes. Yes, I could, couldn't I? Oh, darling.
Come on, we better go and find her. Let's give them a good set. Soon be home now.
I hope she's going to sleep sometime.
We're on schedule anyway. We ought to go through to departure soon.
Okay, we'll just wait for Mum and Dad.
Ah, they're coming now. Here, I'll take Nolly. Then you can say goodbye.
All right.
Oh. There, no time.
I found Brian.
Cutting it fine, eh? Our flight's been cold.
I wasn't going to miss saying goodbye to my daughter.
Oh, Dad.
Come on, come here. It's been lovely to have you around. I'm going to miss you.
Yeah, me you.
We'll see you again soon, eh?
I don't know. I hope so.
We will, don't worry. Give us a call. Remember those photos.
I will.
Oh, bye-bye, darling.
Bye. And thanks. Thanks for everything. It's my turn now.
Hey, Lucas, let's see if we can keep her entertained.
See what we can find, eh?
Oh, Kate. No. This is the right thing, isn't it?
Yes, you'll be all right. I know you'll be happy.
Oh, Mom, I wish.
Listen, Kate, you won't have to wait for Roy to bring Phoebe. I can do it. I'll bring her out to see you.
But what
about Roy won't mind? Why should he? I'm her grandmother, and he knows I'll bring her safely back again.
Oh, Mom, will you?
Well, if Roy agrees, of course I will. That means I can see all of you, too.
Oh, that'd be so great. Oh, I'll be so much happier if I know you're coming.
And I'll be happier, too.
When?
Oh, soon. As soon as I can. Promise.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Andy Jordan and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.